We were really excited when Jana Klein agreed to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye series. Jana is an actress and a singer with a long list of accomplishments, both on the stage and on the screen. She has appeared in stage productions of Cinderella and Beauty and the Beast, and she has been featured in movies such as Turn Out the Lights and Jarlid. She even voiced herself in the animated feature A DeFranco Family Christmas. Well, I had the opportunity to ask Jana some questions concerning her life and career, and well, here's how that conversation went. So tell us, Jana, how did you come to be a part of the Nick Guy Private Eye series?
So you reached out to me after, I think, seeing Beauty and the Beast, which I was in, which was something where I had to use my French accent, which I hadn't done in a long time, but that's one that I had tried to perfect after a while. So I think you reached out after that, and then I knew your son.
What drew you to be a part of Nick Guy Private Eye?
I've always wanted to do voice work because I love doing accents and trying to have to make my voice convey a performance instead of, you know, my face and everything like that.
You have quite a bit of experience acting on stage and in front of a camera. Tell us a little something about your experience and work.
Okay, so I have been in a few independent films that my brothers created. So over the years, I've done that, and we've competed within the Ohio independent film kind of area and then a little bit nationally. And then mostly my performances have been on stage at local theaters. That's included Rabbit Run and Geauga Lyric Theater when it was a theater, and Willoughby Fine Arts.
What are some of the differences you've found between stage and film acting and voice acting?
So I think what I alluded to before, just having to make the whole performance kind of come through with your voice instead of, I think oftentimes I rely on my facial reactions and then a little bit of like physicality with theater of, okay, if I move like this, it's going to convey that I'm mad. But when you're really stripped down to just, okay, I have to make my voice really come through, I think you have to think through the character a little bit more than you would for maybe acting, where you can just, okay, I'll just show it on my face, but I haven't really thought through this whole scene.
What are your favorite types of characters to play?
I like any character that's a little bit ridiculous. I love characters that are full of themselves. If they have just like a prideful kind of mean streak, or they're a little bit showy, anything a little bit vaudeville is my favorite, just because they're so wacky and they're just something that I love to impersonate. I think because I just grew up watching old movies where you're watching these crazy characters who are just like full of themselves and they break into song. I think those were always just my favorite because there's such a big personality that it feels like a tornado couldn't knock them down. So I love those.
What process do you go through in preparing for a role?
I think it's kind of a bad process, but I kind of pull on, I read through a scene, or I kind of get familiar with who the character is. I like to hear a little bit from the person who's directing of, okay, what are you kind of envisioning? And then something in me just forms a character, and I typically trust my gut on that. And so after that, sometimes I'll pull on other performances I've seen. Like I'll know, okay, when I'm playing this character, I kind of want it to embody this character that I saw in an old movie. And then I want it to pull on this scene that I saw in this TV show. But I'm just going with my gut of as if I've just met this person and this is my reaction to who they are and who I'm assuming they are. And I just go with that.
You've been a part of some of the Nick Guy musical installments. Tell us a little bit about your experience as a vocalist and a musician.
So I did start singing, well, I started singing in our living room, and my siblings' friends would be over, and I would, you know, go out there and start singing Carrie Underwood, but and I don't think anyone wanted that, but then I started singing at church, and then I kind of stopped singing for a little bit until I started doing theater, and then pretty much every play I was in, there was randomly a song, and I would have to sing, and so it kind of forced me back into it. But through the years, I think I've realized how much I love music and how much I love the creative process of writing it. So I've dabbled a little bit in writing it. And then obviously, like, I'm singing at church every week on stage. But then as soon as there's an opportunity to perform, I take that because I've loved doing musicals. I think they're the most challenging because singing is not like something that I feel the most strong in, but I love doing it on stage when I feel comfortable and I'm ready to do it.
You just mentioned that you enjoy writing. So tell us a little something about that aspect of who you are.
Yeah. I've been writing for as long as I can remember. I remember our computer that was like one of those big Apple computers that was probably as big as I was when I was 5. And I had just learned how to actually read and write. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down and write a book about my life, which I'm sure wasn't good. I still have it. It was not good. But that was something that I always loved to do. And growing up in school, you know, I'd be assigned to write something. And I hated doing reports because I felt like I was just rewriting facts. But I loved anything creative where I could just take a character and kind of tell their story. So that's something that I think it kind of relates to my acting process too, where it is almost like I've met somebody and I'm just writing down this story that randomly popped into my head. And so sometimes there'll be research, like I love anything historical. So I love learning about those things and then developing, okay, maybe this is somebody who lived through this and kind of writing that. But typically it's I'm writing stuff based off of what I'm reading in my Bible. So songs, I try to take straight scripture and put it to music and kind of add in some reflections on it. And then if it's anything creative, it's really just something that pops into my head. And then I kind of write it down and then refine it as I go.
So what does the future hold for Jana Klein?
So the future right now is a lot of auditions. I'd love to be doing more in the faith-based acting area. I'd love to be doing voice work for stuff. But yeah, really just I want to start doing some more acting on screen. That's something that I'd put off for a while. And I thought, you know what, I'll just do local community theater. And I'm happy to continue doing that. I hope my future has a lot more of that. But I also think that there's a need for Christians to develop the arts a little bit more in our area. So that's something that I want to be a part of because it's something that a need that I see and I want to be part of fixing it and not just calling it out.
So where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
So right now I'm working on my acting site, which will have my show reel, and it will have some examples of my work, some examples of my singing, hopefully some links to Nick Guy. And it'll just kind of give you an overview of some of the characters I could play, ages I could look, stuff like that, so that if somebody's casting something, they can at least know, okay, this is what this girl's about. So that site is not completed yet, but if you want to see my show reel, you can see that on YouTube. And if you want to see my acting site, once that's up, we can include a link here and you guys can go visit that.
Concerning your acting reel on YouTube, what would be the easiest way for someone to access that?
If you go to YouTube and you go to Jana C. Klein, you should find my show reel and you'll see a bright blue background and you'll see my face smiling and my hair is very dark because I had just had it dyed.
So what value do you see in the Nick Guy series?
Like I said, I really think that there is a need within the Christian area to really develop the arts. I think it's something that we've kind of just given to the world in a lot of areas, and we haven't honed in our skills. So when I see things like this, it makes me excited because children love stories. People love stories. We're all storytellers, and we all love hearing stories. That's how we retain information. So I think taking gospel truths and putting them into something that is bite-sized for a child, but then an adult who's listening will also keep that and kind of tuck it away in their heart. I think that there's something, just the Bible constantly talks about tucking the word into your heart and just having it there. And there's such safety. And as I grow up, I find myself like, okay, where's that verse? And I want to be able to recall it because sometimes I don't have my Bible in front of me, but I know that that piece that I've learned can just stay within me. So I think the arts is a way to help people store it in an enjoyable way.
Well, thank you so much for being with us and for answering some of our questions.